Click on gotodobbs.com for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
What could be worse than thinking about your own death? Seeing what could happen to your family if you died without life insurance. Last year, my best friend's husband died at 41 and left her with a big mortgage and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. I saw how she struggled to keep everything together for her kids. It was devastating. I thought, what if something happened to my husband or to me? How could either of us protect our home and family without life insurance? So I called AIG Direct and got a quote. I was surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Now I don't have to think about what could happen anymore.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-300-1497. That's 1-800-300-1497. 1-800-300-1497.
My son had been injured and he was prescribed pain opiates. No one ever told us how highly addictive these drugs were. My reaction was shock. My son didn't get so deep into the dark, scary woods overnight, and it's no straight line coming back. For parents out there who don't have hope, I realize there's a lot of families that are torn apart, but families can heal. Young people can get better.
There's hope and help at drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug-Free Kids.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on him.
Oh, we're full of chats.
Yeah, I tell you what, that was my stop it. Stop right there. That was my fault. That was on me. What's that?
What is that?
That's the fat guy in the little coat. Still going. You and Andy.
Oh, fat guy in the little coat.
Here's what we're going to do. Oh, we're going to all say FM together because I was listening to a very important voice message. I just got a tremendous bid for these Indy 500 tickets.
Really?
Wow.
That's right. And that was so important that I missed it. So this is on me, Trevor. You're not going to have to take another demerit.
Thank you, sir.
I'll do 3, 2, 1. We'll all just say FM. And then later you can edit it in and nobody will ever know. Here we go.
All right.
FM. That's all. 3, 2, 1.
FM.
Okay. Edit that in. And now you start the polka thing.
Go straight to the polka.
Like now. Hey, there you go. All right. Let's see. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. The joke will be brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. Got a lot going on here. It's busy, busy, busy time. Let me introduce some people to you at the control board in his second day of apprenticeship, doing a better job than we actually want him to know he's doing. Because you got to keep him down, you know. Keep him oppressed.
It's like boot camp.
It is like boot camp. You always make them feel like they used to say in the Army, you are lower than whale SH. See, whale SH sinks to the bottom. You are lower than that. That's what the drill sergeant used to say. So he's doing better than we really want him to know. His name is Trevor Phillips, and you need to say it that way. He's from Britain. Trevor, say hello to Mark and Jason, and then we'll all say markandjason.com together. Say hi to Mark and Jason.
Hello, Mark and Jason.
And now together we'll all say markandjason.com. There you go. Well done. And hello to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Had a nice chat with Mark Reardon earlier today. Things are good, and they also will be staying with us and just moving along as we will. Now, on the other side of the glass to my right is Dan Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, but he still works even though he doesn't have to. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Very good. Very good. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Always happy. Always happy. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
He's hitting them. He's hitting them. And then Rat Boy just wants to say...
Jeez.
That's all he wants to say. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
Steaks. Well done. Thank you. Thank you. Do you? How do you have your steaks cooked?
I like mine medium well.
Trevor?
Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Medium rare.
I don't like bloody steak.
I don't.
Now, there's where you could say bloody, because to me...
Yeah. That's perfect. Perfect use
perfect,
of the word.
Especially, yeah. especially if they're rare,
although,
it is bloody.
In my language, you're saying, I love effing steak. So, you know, that's another thing right
there. Are you
telling
me that the word bloody is the equivalent of the F word?
It sure is.
Oh, come on.
That's why I never say it on air.
Well, you're not in London.
No, I'm not.
US.
I know.
You could say it. Because,
learning things.
Yeah. Wow. But that would be appropriate if you ordered well done and they bring it out. You could take this bloody steak away because it's bloody.
Yeah.
So it really works there. Whew. This has gone fast. You have to admit, Trevor, it goes fast.
It really has.
When you have fun and you do anything right, it goes fast. That's why when you work on those other shows, it seems like they're 10 hours long. See, I can say that now because I'm out of here. I'm out anyway. Who cares? I mean, they already hated me. Our sponsor is First Community Credit Union. I was there today. I waited on by, oh my goodness, I forgot her name. I had it, I forgot, but I saw Patty, and I saw Karen, and I saw Sue. See, I know the names of people there because they'll know your name. That's one of the great things about banking at First Community Credit Union as opposed to just a bank, just another bank, because you're just another customer at that place. This is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. That says something, and what it says is an awful lot of people have decided to change where they do their banking, and they're deciding it today, and they'll decide it tomorrow, and they'll just keep getting bigger. That's what happens when your rates are competitive and your service is terrific. You just keep growing, and it happens when you're stable and solid, and they are. 43 locations. The headquarters is down in Chesterfield Valley, where the popcorn is always fresh and as good as any movie theater popcorn I've ever had. And it's consistently that way at every location. And you are listening to the voice of the guy who is responsible for your having popcorn at every location. It used to be only in the Valley. And I said, hey, 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 not good enough for AM and the PM people. And they put it in all the locations. And if we have any more of that really hot weather, you know what they'll do? Popsicles. Just going and go, man, I'm hot. How about a popsicle? Or if you're Trevor, I'm hot. How about a popsicle? That's what you do. And, well, they would. What else can I tell you? It's a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. All right. Got a terrific postcard. I haven't had a postcard forever. And I'll read it to you. It says, Frank, sad to see that you're leaving. Hope to see you pop up soon at a new location on the dial. Well, we will. And then she says, the funniest joke I ever heard on your show. And before I tell you what it is, I got an email this morning requesting this same joke. And I told this joke 2 weeks ago. She says it's about the guy going to the bar and they go, he don't go for that either. Told it 2 weeks ago. It says, oh, and she mentions oh my goodness, this is funny, and I can't tell you who it is. There's someone else on the air. She said, I think it would be great if on your last show, he came out of the closet.
Oh.
She said it. I didn't.
Yeah.
She is Edith. And thank you, Edith, and your husband. How about these names? Edith and Cletus Glasscox.
Wow.
Those are names. You don't hear that last
Cletus.
Name. And those are two. These, I'm assuming, are elderly people. Let me tell you something. I don't care how old, how young, how black, how white, how healthy, how handicapped. Everybody is welcome to listen to this show. I'm thrilled that we have 20-somethings and 80-somethings. Nobody else does that. No other show.
And they sent a postcard.
Yeah, and postcard. How about that?
I know.
How about that? I've been told we have all our golfers. Thank you for the tournament 3 weeks from this Friday. Filled up, but still room for some sponsors. So, if you have a couple of $1,000 or five or certainly 10, that's the big sponsorship, go to KTRS.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, click on golf tournament. I think it has my name, the golf tournament. It doesn't have my name, like M-Y-A-N, it has Frank Opinion. And, well, I had to make that clear. And all the information is there, and it'll tell you what you get with each sponsorship. This will be the last thing I was going to say that I do as a person who is with KTRS. I actually won't be. My tenure will have ended the day before, but it's a station tournament. It's not my tournament, and it's for backstoppers. So we're going to do it just like we did last year, and it's going to be a tremendous success, and backstoppers will get a nice check, and everybody will be well-fed and have a great time. So thank you to all of you who are playing. Thank you to the people who are already sponsoring. And again, we do have couple of sponsorships still available. Now, let's get to the Indy 500 package, which I'm going to shut down the bidding right now. And I'll tell you why. Margie, I hope you're listening. You're going to be very happy with this. Margie Price is the executive director of St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And what I'm about to announce, the amount that we got for this package, is something no one else here at any show will ever be able to match for an item. And that's what I'm so proud of, one of the many things regarding this show, and that's the fact that we have an audience, unlike any other show, that is so incredibly... Now, hang on. I have to take this call.
It could be another bid.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so this is where we just kind of chit-chat about what's going on in the world, Dan?
About what's going on in the world.
All right, cool. Do you want to know more British sentences? I guess I can look it up online again.
I thought maybe.
Finished. Oh, no, never mind. He's done.
Yeah he's
finished.
I'm
right,
finished. Okay. I'm sorry, folks. But the last time I did that, it paid off big time. So what I was saying was this. I've been around this business for a long time, 35 years, and I've seen people come and go, and I've seen shows, and I've heard shows, and I've been part of shows. You folks listening right now are the absolute most loyal, dedicated listeners anybody could ever wish for, because you know how this works, and you know to tell people your AM and the PM, and when a charitable event comes up, you always step up. And when I say you, sometimes it's lots of you for a small amount of money, and sometimes it's a couple of people with deep pockets, but they're generous with them. And that is the case here. I am thrilled to announce, and again, what I was going to say too, and I'm all over the place today, I got a lot to get done in just over 3 weeks and a lot to say, but Margie Price is the executive director of St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And she was devastated when she found out that this show would not be part of the Radiothon. But there's a reason for that, a good reason for that. And it wasn't done in any way to certainly punish Margie. And she said, would you be willing to auction an item if you just do that? I said, I will do that for you and for the charity. I said, but give me something strong, not a condo for the weekend at the lake or tickets to some show. And she came back with this package, this four VIP tickets to the Indy 500, a VIP parking pass, four VIP pit passes, two hotel rooms for two couples. And it gives me great pleasure. And I am so thrilled to be able to do this that, you know, 15 minutes ago, our high bid was $7,000. We're going to close this out thanks to Chuck's Boots with a check to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer for $10,000.
Whoa!
From one, no, take the clothes off.
I didn't know if he was going to like play both at the same time.
No.
I took a gamble and I failed.
No, it doesn't. It's only
Trevor. Now we're going to do that again because I like hearing the amount.
Well, do you want the regular applause or do you want the big applause?
Let's just do the ooh-ah. Let's just keep it simple. Okay, ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That, yeah.
So let's edit all that out.
Okay.
Because again,
we have
again potential employers listing.
You can do that, and you can't do two at once. They won't play two at once. But you can do the.
I can barely hear him. How come?
Really, me?
Yeah, now I can.
You can do the ooh ah and then hit the applause right after the ooh ah.
Yeah.
Just go ooh ah.
You don't want it to be like choppy. You know?
Boom, boom.
This is a show about perfection. Okay. Perfection.
Ooh.
Why that did deserve a gasp. No, after I announced the amount again.
That was a practice run.
It gives me a great pleasure, and I'm so excited to announce that we have, and we're closing it out at this amount, we now have, for the Indy tickets, $10,000. Yeah, now. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
See how? Yeah, that sounded nice as well. And again, for those joining us who haven't been listening, he's in training. His name is Trevor Phillips, and he's from Great Britain, but he's American, born here, left here, came back here, and now he's on this show. It's the American dream. It is. It's the American dream. I think that if you would ask people overseas, what is your... I mean, just give us, if you had one wish, what would your idea of the American dream be if you could go to America? You know, it'd be on the large morning show in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they'd say. And for you, it has come true, at least for like a day or two.
I've lived my life wanting to say, I'm AM in the PM.
Well, that's very, very good. Very, very good. And it sounds even better with that accent. So thank you, Chuck's Boots. Wow, I'm just trying to figure out what we have time for and why I don't want to get in the middle of stuff. This article that I saved, I meant to read it yesterday. Does anybody else see this, where the Secret Service is about to run out of their yearly budget already?
Yes.
Because of all of the people in Donald Trump's family.
I know. That's what I heard.
Yeah, it's... how could they not sort of budget it for
that? I didn't know.
So,
I didn't realize the Secret Service had...
I didn't really understand how big his family is and what the actual Secret Service protects. Like, obviously, the First Lady and the children, right? That's what I assumed, because they were living in the White House. But now you've got, I mean, President Trump, he doesn't have, well, he only has one kid that's an actual child. The rest are full-grown adults going out there, living in their own cities and their own lives. So
I'm not... I'm not sure I understand why they need... I don't know.
Do they have to? Because, I mean, the royal family, they get all of them. But once you get down the rung a couple of times, you know,
I want to know a little more about this, because I've never gotten too caught up in that whole the queen mum and all that stuff. But obviously, Charles, with the big ears, and that horse face wife of his, Camilla Parker.
Camilla Parker
Balls. Yeah. Ooh, man, what is he thinking? And then well, the kids named Charles. The redheaded guy.
Oh, Harry and William.
Harry and William, they get to. And then that hot Kate Middleton, she should be.
Of course, that's future Queen of England.
So,
thank you.
Beyond that, I guess their kids, if they have kids, right?
Kids.
Is it the same as, it's called the Royal something, or the Royal, it's not Secret Service, is
no,
it?
No, it's, I believe it's the Queen's Guard. They're the ones that are outside the Buckingham Palace.
When you say guard, it sounds like God, like G-O-D.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you could
the
say,
Queen's Guard.
You could actually say, go over there and talk to that guard, damn it. And it would sound like you said, you know, something else.
Go over there and talk to that guard, damn it.
There you go. Sounded like an American.
But no, I think all of the Queen's children, they get security, but only Charles's kids get the actual year-round security.
You know what you just did that most people in this country don't know to do?
What's that?
Charles's is actually the correct possessive of Charles. Most people would say, but Charles' kids. No, it's Charles's. S'. But I don't, that's very interesting that you got that right. Most people here don't do
that. He knows
James's. That's James's pencil. Give it back to him. That's correct. Right. Way to go.
Thank you.
Way to go.
I'll take that.
But has any other presidents, like Clinton, had Roger Clinton? Was his brother, did his brother have?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Or Billy Carter?
No, I don't think, if Donald Trump's brother were, he wouldn't get.
Well, did Jeb Bush have the Secret Service security when George Bush was in office? Did he have his own governor's security?
Yeah, Jeb was
You realize
governor.
We're asking questions. We don't have any idea what we're talking about.
But I'm saying,
for some reason, Trump's group is
running out of money. Because I'm guessing,
yes, because he does have a lot of kids.
I'm guessing if he has a lot of kids
and spouses of the kids,
yeah, and someone could get kidnapped or someone could get you know something happen and then hold them for ransom. And
this is not politics we're talking, because there's not a side to take here. No. It's just a fact. It was a story.
Yeah. Here is a completely useless fact, but I know back before the Secret Service, the Marines used to protect the president at all times.
Listen to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
There was a time, you're right. There was a time when there was not a Secret Service. And now let's see if he knows what to do here. Ladies, get in here, please. Ah, there you go.
That's nice.
Before I give you the joke that, again, was requested. And, folks, listen, frankopinion@yahoo.com. If you have a joke, we've got a little over 3 weeks left. If you have a joke and you just haven't heard it for a while, please suggest it, send it to me. I've gotten a few, and we'll try to get, can't get all of them in, but we'll get what we can. The joke is brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. I had to change my appointment till Thursday, day after tomorrow, so Thursday morning, and then, of course, when we come on the air Thursday, I will report to you. I'm going in to have a lipomelt section. I've told you before, I was actually offered liposuction at no charge if I talk about it, and I said, no thanks. I've seen that.
Whoa.
You stick a big old straw-looking thing in your stomach, and they run midge around in there and start sucking stuff out. This is lipomelt. This is completely different. MD Health and Wellness. I'm going to have this 20 minutes. I've already looked at it online. It's nothing. Except for the results. Most people need a few sessions, like five or six. Most people also see some difference in one session, but need more for turkey neck, flabby, you know, underarms, and that little bit of a belt. That you lost the weight, yet that aggravating little bit of Dunlop's disease or overhanging of the belt area, you still got that little tummy thing or stomach thing. That's what lipomelt is for, and it is I'll be able to describe this better after I have it done, but it is painless. It is simple. They put this pad-like thing on you. It takes about 20 minutes. You feel a little warm sensation. Some people take a nap for 20 minutes, and it's melting the fat. Your body absorbs it, and zero side effects. You get up and go to work or to fish or whatever. Go home. And it is a tremendous breakthrough in technology. And I'm actually looking forward to this, and I may take a nap. So lipomelt, I don't know if they're maxed out on free. They're giving to AM and the PMers one free session if you make an appointment. Now, they may be full. I don't know. Why don't you call and see if you can still get in? MDHealthAndWellness.com. The ladies are already here, so here we go. This guy has a... And his wife have a 40-year-old daughter who lives with them. She's never left home, never been on her own, never married. And he walks by her room one day, and he hears, bzzz, and he knocks, but she doesn't hear it because of the bzzz. So he just cracks the door open, and oh my goodness, no dad wants to see this. His daughter with a vibrator. He says, oh, for goodness sake. She says, well, Dad, you shouldn't have opened the door. And she says, and so what? Let's just be real. I'm 40 years old. Look at me. I'm not exactly a beauty, you know, contestant. I'm pretty homely. I get it. Guys aren't attracted to me. So I got my little pal here. Bzzz. He goes, shut that thing off. She says, well, you just need to face the fact that I'm probably, this is going to be it for me, and close the door. So he does. That Saturday afternoon, his wife walks in, and the TV is on, and there's a game on, and there's her husband, and she hears the TV audio, but she also hears bzzz, and there's nobody in the room but him. He's watching TV, he's got a beer, and bzzz. And she walks over to him, and then she sees the daughter's vibrator in his hand, another hand in the beard. She says, what in this world are you doing? He says, well, what does it look like I'm doing? I'm watching the game and having a beer with my son-in-law.
Meet me. All right. righty, let's get a look at traffic right now with Timothy Weiland.
All right, crews are working with an accident on southbound Lindbergh before Highway 4064. It's got you backed up near Ladue. You've got another accident on westbound Highway 44 near 141 that was in the media, and that's causing a backup, it looks like, around Mraz. Northbound 170 is stop and go from St. Charles Rock Road up through just a little bit south of Highway 270. On eastbound 270, you're slow east of McDonald through New Florissant. You also have a slow pocket between Highway or the Newhalls Ferry through 367 and an accident reported on southbound Highway 270 at Tesson Ferry. Southbound 270 is pretty well jammed up from Olive all the way down through Tesson Ferry. You have northbound 55 heavy from the 44 ramp to the Poplar. Baseball traffic coming in on eastbound 4064 from Boone's Crossing up through Timberlake Manor. Some heavier pockets also between 270 and Big Bend. This traffic report brought to you by the 2017 MTV Video Music Awards. Brace for the VMAs live Sunday, August 27th at 7 Central on MTV. Performances by The Weeknd, Shawn Mendes, Miley Cyrus, 30 Seconds to Mars, Video Vanguard, Pink, and hosted by Katy Perry. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
At St. Louis Men's Clinic, we deliver immediate results for men experiencing erectile dysfunction. It's all we do. Call St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
This is Dr. Raj Banerjee from Integrative Healthcare of St. Louis. I want to tell you about our free consults and our new results-driven weight loss program that is helping so many people. It combines the best of Eastern and Western science. It's completely natural. It's fun. And it glorifies God. Look, the answer isn't always eliminating calories and exercising more, because we all know diets do not work. Stubborn belly fat has to do with imbalances in your hormones. By learning how to reprogram your hormonal chemistry with easy-to-learn natural techniques, you will quickly turn your body into a fat-burning machine. Call now to register for a free consult. It will change your life. If you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, and you want to get rid of your belly fat, have more energy, and just feel healthy again, call us for a free consultation.
Call Dr. Banerjee today at 314-828-1013. The first 25 callers who qualify will receive a free consultation valued at $250. Call 314-828-1013 today.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, Eddie, what's new at the world-famous Fast Eddie's?
Mr. Shannon, you know summer's winding down.
Eddie, what the heck are you doing?
It's time for back to school. You don't need those lunch boxes. We got you covered.
You've got the coldest beer in town, the tastiest and the cheapest eats.
You said it, Mr. Shannon.
I mean, nothing puts a smile on your face like your peel and eat shrimp or that Fat Eddie burger.
You always say it best, Mr. Shannon. It's going to be an all-day recess on the huge outdoor patio. That's right, huge outdoor patio.
So head on over to Clark Bridge and check out Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Shannon.
Eddie, I can see that giant patio all the way from the Clark Bridge. Turn right when you cross the bridge.
Turn right when you cross the bridge.
Turn right when you cross the bridge. Right?
That's when you're always right, across that bridge.
Correct.
Correct. Right.
Go to FastEddies.com and see the giant patio.
Class is in session at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the $100,000 Magic Carpet Ride. Every Friday in August, get free slot play plus earn entries for our grand finale on August 25th, where one winner will take home a $30,000 super fan room from a Amini's home, only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Generating income could be your biggest challenge in retirement. Learn how others are turning their savings and investments into an income workhorse on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
So you get this idea for your company. Great, but then...
It's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Nah.
Why now?
I liked it better before you explained it.
Start saying yes to your company's best ideas. American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done.
We can't do that, can we?
Yes, we can.
Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help you get business done.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-597-8179 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-597-8179 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-597-8179. That's 800-597-8179 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month. Over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars you're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the Bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stuart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stuart Rosenblum. 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stuart now. 324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675-6799.
Your home is the largest investment you will make. But let's face it, when a problem happens, your first instinct is to push it off. When it comes to basement cracks, don't ignore the problem. Trust Helitech for your basement repair and waterproof roofing solutions. Helitech.
No. Yeah, see what I hear? Hear what I hear? I hear nothing.
This is when I'm supposed to be playing something.
Bottle of wine. Yeah. But listen to what we hear. Wine. We hear nothing.
Everybody's got... I can't even find it now. Okay, here we go.
Those are not the words. Everybody. Bottle of wine, everybody. That's not the song.
I'll just...
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Nobody's going to hire
bottle
us.
Bottle of wine.
Nobody's going to hire us. It's over. Time to go to Southern California. And check in. Mike might not even want to be part of this now. Check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn's Restaurant is next to the Smokehouse Market, and they're both on the east end of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And what terrific places. Closed on Monday. Gift cards are always a good idea, and they sell thousands every year. And now, if he still wants to be a part of this, Mike Evans, everybody.
See? Only because I'm drunk on me, only because I have it.
Mike. Hey, we got a guy in training, Trevor Phillips. He's in training. Stop the music, Trevor. Just stop it. We're going to do that again. When I say Mike Evans, the applause hits immediately.
Immediately.
Okay, so, Mike, please, work in progress in training. Tough love. Here we go. Let's edit this in 3, 2, 1. And from Southern California, here is Mike Evans. You need to know, Trevor, this guy is a seasoned veteran. He's used to the best. He's used to perfection.
Yeah, he's worked with Bob Eubank and all the big names.
He settles for no less than perfection, just like me and Dan. And that's what we're you're headed for that.
Of course.
You're headed that way. Mike, what's going on?
Don't pee on your leg, homie.
You talking him or me?
I'm talking to him.
It's tough love. See, that's tough love. When he says, don't pee on your leg, it's tough love.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
Let's see if Mike can do it. We're taking British accent lessons.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So give Mike one sentence, and let's see if he can do it with a British accent. Go ahead. Give him the way you would say it. Just anything.
Nothing better than a pint.
Okay. Nothing better than a pint. Go ahead, Mike.
Nothing better than a pint.
That's not bad. Except Mike would change it. Nothing better than a half gallon of wine.
Exactly.
All right, what's going on?
All week long, unusual questions about your favorite stars today. Name the name of the star who worked as a server at Bubba Gump's restaurant, Honolulu, Hawaii. Is it Chris Tucker, Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt? Answer in a minute. Different kind of love nugget, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. Not a romantic love, but a love that they met and, of course, did Titanic together, changed both of their lives, and they have remained closest friends. They talk almost every week, spend a lot of holidays together with friends and families, and they also have mutual investments. They even invest money together. Leonardo DiCaprio, sidebar, Leonardo DiCaprio, named after Leonardo da Vinci, and Leonardo DiCaprio will play Leonardo da Vinci in a big-budget biopic from Universal. Leonardo says it is a dream come true.
And I think he'll pull it off because he's a pretty good actor.
I agree. TV Nugget reminds me, another good actor, I like Kevin Spacey.
I do, too.
He's currently shooting a biopic, leading right to it, on Netflix, called Gore Vidal. We all know Gore Vidal. I think that's perfect casting.
And another guy who is a terrific actor.
Yep. Looking for Alex Rodriguez. You can see him on television. He's agreed to do Modern Family, Saturday Night Live, Big Bang, Hawaii Five-O, Shark Tank, and Alex will also be making an appearance on his girlfriend, Jennifer Lopez.
Hello. Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. That's when we do the
boing.
Boing. Hang on. He'll get it right. There it is. That's good. That'll work. We have two sounds. That one will work. That's the walk the plank kind of.
Yeah, there's one that's a boy.
Jennifer Lopez's Shades of Blue. The rich just keep hitting richer. Saturday, the huge Mayweather-McGregor fight. Floyd will make $25 million before he even gets in the ring.
Oh, my goodness.
For selling advertising on himself. Nine different companies have bought space on the hat that he wears in the ring, the different hat he wears out of the ring, advertising on his trunks, his shoes, his weigh-in shorts, and his robe. $25 million in advance, and he'll sell all that stuff when the fight's over for another $25
million. Wow.
Oh, man.
Now, an instant poll.
All right.
With results tomorrow, I'm talking to all my affiliates. Will you spend $100 for the pay-per-view on Saturday night?
Well, Dan, I think I know the
answer
from you is no.
No.
I wouldn't. I would split it with four couples wanted to watch it. I'd do that. I think it'd be worth it. And I still say Mayweather's going to win. I know you disagree.
Everybody says Mayweather's going to win.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I use all the runway, home. I'm not afraid to step out.
We know.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
The results for you tomorrow. Well, I add up all videos.
Now, so. Trevor, are you following this? So you know who this other guy is?
Yeah, Conor McGregor.
Yeah, he's a UFC.
Conor McGregor.
He's not a boxer. He's a UFC fighter.
He's a UFC fighter, and I think he's going to have a little slip-up or an accident, and he's going to go to kick or do a move that he's not allowed to, and he's going to get disqualified.
Oh, never thought about that.
That's a real possibility. Yeah. That he gets hit a couple times, he loses it, and throws a sidekick right into Mayweather's face, knocks him out.
That is something I never considered, that he could. It'd be like when we get our next gig, we slip and say KTRS.
That's not going to happen.
Okay, that's not a good example. And not a good example.
Every day this week, stupid quotes from celebrities. Today, this classic quote. I get to travel to a lot of overseas places, like Canada, end quote. May 8, 2005, Britney Spears.
I thought it was John Carney.
And finally.
Oh, boy. See, when he says, and finally.
And finally.
That's when we do.
Come on, English dirt.
Hey, he's trying hard. He's doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
All week long, the usual questions about your favorite stars today. Name the name of the star who worked as a server at Bubba Gump's restaurant, Honolulu, Hawaii. Chris Tucker, Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt.
Wow.
Chris is in there.
Yeah, I'll go Tucker.
I'll go Tucker. Chris Tucker.
I'll go Pratt, who could eat no fat and his wife could eat no lean. So between the both of them, they licked the platter clean. Oh, wait, that was Jack Spratt. Thanks, everybody.
The answer is Jack Spratt.
Yeah, there you
Chris
go.
Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Oh,
got it.
Wow.
Got, he hung up on me. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he
hung
did.
Up.
He did. He didn't go.
No. How rude.
Man.
How rude. Don't ever get
and
like that.
And away he goes.
Yeah, don't ever get like that. Don't ever be like him. Don't drink a lot of wine and be rude to people.
Mm-mm. I'll do my best, sir. Thank you for the
All
tip.
That gets you is on 60 radio stations. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Guns. I got to see, too, that you have a meal one day at Annie Guns, okay?
You'd love never, to.
Oh, my goodness. You'd find another thing to love about America when you have dinner at Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market next door. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. And please remember, every day, today included, it's a special day for somebody, a birthday, somebody got a new job, somebody got accepted at a college, somebody got a raise, somebody had a baby, gift cards. They do thousands of them every year at Annie Guns in the Smokehouse. In case I don't get a chance because we don't have time, I will ask you now, as we try to do every day, please thank a police officer every chance you get. Thompson Price has been with us. It's the second longest running advertiser we have and has also said, yep, where you go, we go. Thank you. 21 years. The only advertiser who's been on longer is American Equity at 25 years. Thompson Price and his people are in the kitchen and bath remodeling business, but they're in the business of doing it when you're ready to do it right. They don't do the $5,000 kitchen, that's not a remodel. That's some paint and maybe put some new handles on some stuff and maybe put a new dishwasher in there, maybe. That's not a complete kitchen remodel. What we're talking about is the kind of work that when it's finished may cause you to never want to sell your house because there's not another house in the world with this kitchen in it because this kitchen was designed or bathroom was designed for you and your family and nobody else. And they're going to put you through a little bit of a process, but it's going to be worth it. That process involves a lot of questions and a lot of input from you because that's the only way they're going to know what to do so that it will be perfect. Their showroom is in DePere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. As you're going east, it's on the left side of the road. It's a beautiful showroom. But just remember, what you see in there is about 1/100th of what's possible. So you take them your ideas, and between yours and theirs, you're going to have a fantastic kitchen, and you're going to get every dollar's worth. And you can look and take bids at other places. Fine. They're fine with that. And because if you do, then you're really going to see the difference in their process at Thompson Price and the way the other folks do it. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to before you make a decision to remodel a kitchen or bathroom. And please, as always, tell them your AM and the PM. ThompsonPrice.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
They're working with an accident on southbound Highway 270 at Tesson Ferry that has slow traffic from about Highway 4064 all the way down. We also have a new accident just came over. It sounds like four or five vehicles involved on eastbound Highway 270 just before Highway 367. Also on westbound Highway 40, you've got slow traffic now from approaching Kings Highway right around Boyle. That goes all the way through Big Bend, a couple little pockets out by Chesterfield Valley, and then your good run on Highway 70. Now, on southbound Lindbergh at just before Highway 40, they were working with an accident that has you slow a little south of Olive, and they're working with this crash on westbound Highway 44 near 141. You're slowing from Mirage. Brace for the VMAs live Sunday, August 27th at 7 Central on MTV with performances by The Weeknd, Shawn Mendes, Miley Cyrus, 30 Seconds to Mars, Video Vanguard Pink, and hosted by Katy Perry. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
See, that's a little awkward. Awkward dead time hit. See? All right, we'll give him a grade card, scorecard here, and a spanking probably after the show. Just kidding. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles
thousand miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right,
Dan. Bye, y'all.
Count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
About four shots rang out in the house.
St. Louis police shoot and kill an armed suspect. What they say he did that led to the shooting. New steps being taken to begin the process to expel a senator from University City from the state legislature.
So the eclipse has come and gone. Now what to do with the glasses? Well, don't throw them away.
First on Fox, a man is shot dead after police say he stabbed his neighbor and then another officer. Good evening, I'm John Brown. Sandy is off tonight. Well, that neighbor ended up in far worse shape than the officer. Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live at police headquarters with more on how this all unfolded. Rocky.
Well, John, at last report, the stabbing victim was in serious but stable condition, of course, in the hospital, while the officer was wounded, was treated and released from the hospital. Now,